do you know what nails would come in?
They used to come in kegs.
In you get it? Now, do you know what they call those metal things that ran around a barrel to hold the
hook?
Hook, yeah. What about to put in the top of a bottle to stop it up?
A stopper.
Now, there's a little musical instrument that...
Harp?
Yeah, you can
hear it. Oh, yeah, child.
That they would play...
Yeah. And dance by.
And they would?
Yeah, by the harp music.
They would?
Yeah.
How about the thing that's sort of like that, but you hold it between your teeth and pluck on it? Something called, now, I don't know if you had the juice harp or...
Yeah, he knows about it. Well, I kind of can remember something about the juice harp.
Yeah, that's kind of a little bit before your time. Mm-hmm.
But I heard him talk about the juice harp.
Oh, and you've heard him. Mm-hmm. What would you call what you would use to pound nails with?
Hammer.
Me too.
Now, on a wagon, do you know what you call the part that goes up between
the tongue?
How about on a buggy, before you hitch the horse up, you got to
harness him.
You got to harness him.
Sure.
And then the two things that come out on the side of the buggy that the horse gets in between, you call those?
Harnesses, don't.
Shaft, do you know that word?
Shed, Now,
on a wagon wheel, they have those...
What you call an axle?
Axle, mm-hmm. Right. And then the wheel then would fasten on to that axle. Now, what would be on the outside of the wheel? Was it...
A cap.
Mm-hmm. Well, now... The spokes. Now, what would they come up? What would the spokes fit in?
They'd be around the wheel.
They'd be around on the
inside. Around the wheel, all the way around the wheel.
Oh,
the spokes would, just like a bicycle.
Just like on a bicycle.
See, you call those spokes too.
Well, that's fine. And it'd be just the same kind. Well, now on the wagon wheel,
but they'd be wooden.
They'd be wooden.
Yeah,
they'd be wooden. Now, why about would the outside part of the wheel be wooden?
Yeah.
Part of a wagon wheel be wooden.
And then they'd have some tin around.
A wagon wheel is wood.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
All the way around.
Uh-huh.
The wheel is wood. Uh-huh. The spokes is wood.
Yeah.
But you got a metal
that's
piece of iron goes over the top
of the
wood.
That's what I said. Yeah. I said it, and a piece of metal.
And a piece of metal.
It's iron, but it's metal.
It's going outside.
Made from blacksmiths to go over, then they bun it on that wood.
Uh-huh.
And they seam it.
Uh-huh.
Now, would the spokes fit right up into that metal part? Or did they have something?
They fit it in the wheel.
Oh, the wheel part itself.
Uh-huh.
Do you ever, remember a part of it that's called a tire or a feller or felly or something like that on a wagon wheel?
Called what?
Called a feller, a felly, a part of a wagon wheel. No. Mm-hmm. Do you know, like on a wagon, have you ever heard of a single tree?
Yeah.
Oh, he has. You haven't? Have you ever heard of it?
That's what you put, it's where you hook your mules to, single tree. You got a tongue run down from the center of your wagon, and a single tree on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
You put one mule on mm-hmm. one side and one on the other, and you hook mm-hmm. them to your single tree and put your tongue
mm-hmm.
up in the yoke.
Uh-huh.
It's a piece of wood running across. In the front of the mule called a yoke.
Mm-hmm.
You slip it up on your tongue, you raise it up and hook you. Get in there. Mm-hmm.
Now we're learning something, aren't we? You didn't know
that? No, I didn't know what you would call that. I know they had a yoke to it.
Yeah.